The issue of opioid addiction is widespread around the country and right here in Colorado. Many people feel that those who are suffering from chronic pain, who really need and benefit from opioids, are being lost in the fray as people are trying to figure out how to best regulate what's happening with opioids. Well, there's a new CU Denver research study that's now recruiting some participants, and it looks at this issue of chronic pain and opioid use disorder. One of the researchers joins us now, Assistant Professor of Psychology at the University of Colorado in Denver, Amy Wacholt. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, this is called the STOP study. What's the scope of it?
So the STOP study really recognizes that for many individuals, whether they began in the opioid abuse cycle and then developed chronic pain after that because of changes that happen in the body when individuals are on long-term opioids, whether they began into the cycle that way or they began in the cycle that they had a pain incident that they were prescribed opioids for, and that is how they became into this chronic pain and opioid addiction cycle. Regardless of how people entered that cycle, there are many, many people that are in this opioid and chronic, this opioid addiction and chronic pain cycle now. And it's a challenge beyond just the opioid crisis in that individuals are trying to balance, how do I make sure that my pain is being treated while at the same time maintaining non-abnormal opioid levels and levels of opioid use that are not actually going to be hurting the body.
One of the issues I've heard is that often patients who have chronic pain are now being dismissed or their pain being minimized by medical professionals as they seek pain relief because of this issue of opioid addiction. Many people are feeling that they're being framed as just opioid seeking and their pain is being diminished. I mean, is that something that you've seen?
Well, and it certainly is a challenge because if someone is struggling with chronic pain, but they're also struggling with potential opioid abuse or misuse issues where that's starting to steamroll and starting to become problematic, many chronic pain centers or many providers feel less comfortable working with patients when they're at that stage, while at the same time, community addiction treatment centers are doing an amazing job helping patients that are struggling with opioid addiction, but they don't have the training and they don't have the background to help with the chronic pain component. And so what this study does is take the opioid addiction component and the chronic pain component and put it into a single treatment so that patients can get treatment for both chronic pain and opioid addiction in the same therapy setting.
And what does that treatment look like?
The treatment is a 12-week group therapy with 90 minutes per week. And we bring people in and we teach them the skills to help with both the opioid addiction and with the chronic pain. Now, psychological pain management or pain management psychology has a long-standing history. It's very well been very well researched. There's quite a lot of information out there that it shows that we can actually change how the brain processes the pain signals that are coming from the body. And so we teach people how to engage those processes and begin to get their life back so that they feel like their life isn't being controlled by either the chronic pain or the opioid addiction. And so people come into the study, they would do some screening tests, make sure that they're eligible, and then we'd ask them to join a 12-week group therapy session. And they would come in every week for 90 minutes into the group, and again, we'd be doing some psychotherapy work with them, and then we'd follow up with them, both immediately after they finished the treatment, and then we'd follow up with them a month later just to see how they're doing and to see if they are using the skills that we've been teaching, and if so, what's been working for them particularly well. If things haven't been working for them, how might we be able to work with them a little bit more to make it more useful for them?
I know you're actively recruiting some participants for this. So how many people are you hoping to have engage in the study?
We're hoping to have 50 people. And so we are really looking for if any of your listeners are struggling with comorbid pain and opioid addiction, or if they have a family member or a loved one that is struggling with comorbid pain and opioid addiction, you know, I'd really ask them to contact our study, and they can call Katie at 303 315-7036, or they can email, because I know sometimes people are much more likely when they're on their phones, they're more likely to use email, et cetera, than telephone calls these days. They can email stopstudy@hotmail.com. So it's stopstudy@hotmail.com.
We'll put that contact information on our website and people can call us here at the station if they'd like more information. But what are some of the criteria? Because you said that people need to be already opioid addicted, but also suffering from chronic pain. I mean, there's a whole spectrum for both of those issues. So what kind of folks, what age parameters, and what are some of the other criterion that you're looking for?
We're looking for individuals over the age of 18. If they've already acknowledge that they are struggling with opioid addiction. So we want individuals who have done the work and have said, you know, I am really struggling with the opioids at this point. And if they're going through a discovery process of, am I having trouble with opioids, we would refer them to a different group. But for individuals who are saying, no, I know I'm having difficulty with opioids at this point, maybe they've gone to a provider, they've received methadone or they've received buprenorphine or what's the trade name of Suboxone for treatment of that, and they're still struggling with chronic pain that because it's not being treated, that those are the individuals that we're looking for. And as far as chronic pain, we are willing to take anyone that is experiencing any form of chronic pain because that is the reality of what providers are seeing in the community. And so our goal with this treatment is that when we're finished, we are going to have a treatment program that is very usable for community treatment centers. We don't want something that is so tightly controlled that it's not really applicable to what we're seeing in our community. So we want people that maybe they're having leg pain, maybe they're having arm pain, maybe it's more on the neuropathic side, maybe it's more on the musculoskeletal side. If you're experiencing chronic pain, that we would not rule you out for any type of chronic pain that someone was experiencing. And we define chronic pain as anything over 3 months. But we'd also recognize if somebody was experiencing what's called waxing and waning chronic pain. So sometimes when people have things like low back pain, that might be, hey, it's not so bad for a week or two, and then it gets really bad again. And then it goes away for a little bit, and then it gets really bad again. So if somebody's experiencing that waxing and waning form of chronic pain condition, we'd also be very interested in talking with them as well.
We'll put the information on this new STOP study at kgnu.org. Amy Wacholtz is an assistant professor of psychology at the University of Colorado in Denver, and she's a researcher on this new study, the STOP study, which it's now accepting participants with a history of chronic pain and opioid addiction. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you for having me and letting me talk about something I'm very passionate about.